You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is gone. Out of here.
No one covers Bay Area baseball better. This is Inside the Bigs with Michael Urban on 95.7 The Game. Now, here's Michael Urban.
All right. Welcome into Inside the Bigs. I am Michael Urban. Every Sunday morning, when the A's are at home or playing an afternoon game on a Sunday in the East Coast, you can find me right here, 9 to noon, talking baseball for three solid hours at 95.7 The Game. We are, of course, the radio home of A's baseball, but we're in downtown San Francisco. We're blessed to be in a two-team market. So we talk Giants when appropriate. We skirt around the league when big national stories are busting out, and plenty of stuff to talk about today. I mean, we got two teams that are kind of heading in the opposite direction. We've known that for a while, but the Giants wrapping up a very successful May. They've won 14 of their past 16. Meanwhile, the A's cannot wait for May to come to a close. They started off the month 1-10, and it really hasn't gotten much better since then. They have now, 8-17 for the month.
No!
The month cannot end quickly enough. However, yesterday was a perfect day in Bay Area sports. And look, for those of you who are diehard Warriors fans like me, you didn't pay any attention to the two baseball games involving the Bay Area teams. But the Giants did win again, 10-5 over the Rockies. Buster Posey finally broke out. We'll get into the need of the Giants to have him at MVP form, much like the Warriors need Steph to be at MVP form to do all they can do. The A's, on the other hand, they broke form and got a victory, a blowout victory. Finally, a laugher for the A's, 12-3 over the Tigers. And the key development in that game, of course, is Jesse Hahn getting deep into the game. Just getting any starter other than Rich Hill to throw up a decent start has been a huge challenge for the A's, and that's a big reason behind their poor numbers in May. But Jesse Hahn, fascinating quote by Jesse Hahn, and I still can't figure out exactly what he means. I mean, I guess I know what he's getting at, but he butchered it, the syntax, the grammar, all sorts of things. And you could, you know, if you want to twist it, you could look at it a couple of ways. But here's a quote that grabbed me. Jesse Hahn threw six innings yesterday, five hits, three earned runs. Again, that qualifies as a quality start. The definition of a quality start, six innings at least, and no more than three earned runs allowed. So by that standard, Jesse Hahn threw a quality start yesterday. Now, for me, I don't buy that as a quality start. If I was in charge, I would change it to seven innings and two runs. That's a quality start. Six innings, three runs, that's a 4.5 ERA. That's average at best. But that's above average for the A's rotation right now, sadly. Rich Hill's been fantastic. Nobody else has been. Sonny Gray on the DL, he was bad before he went on the DL, which led me to last week saying, I'm happy that Sonny Gray is hurt. And that sounds kind of weird, but I'm happy that we have a reason for him stinking out the joint thus far this season. If he had been 100% healthy and just was bad, period, that would be no bueno. But now that we know there's something going on there, that's a little bit of a sign of encouragement. But here's the quote from Jesse Hahn. Now, again, remember, the A's have played very poorly this month. They've lost seven of their last nine, and they're 8-17 for the month. But they won yesterday, and Jesse Hahn says, I think this is going to be the win that is going to kind of take off our season for us.
What?
Thank you. Let's read that again. I think, first off, there's a qualifier, first qualifier. I think this is going to be the win that is going to kind of, another qualifier, take off our season for us. What does take off our season for us? Now, obviously, I think we all know what he meant. Maybe this is the springboard to a fantastic turnaround circa the early 2000s. Remember the A's, when the A's used to just go nuts? Like, it's late May, early June, that's when the A's always turned their season around, at least when I was a beat writer. I covered them from 2001 till 2010. But they just had a string of crazy second-half surges that got them into the postseason. So Jesse Hahn saying, maybe this is the win that turns us around. Oh, God bless you, Jesse. I love the optimism. I am a fellow optimist. My glass is not half full. My glass is always overflowing. But I don't. I'm sorry. I just don't think yesterday's win is going to be the one that kind of takes off the A season for them. Jesse, come on. Talk to your English teacher. Get it worked out, and we'll be right there with you. At least express yourself more clearly. Back in the action is Josh Bagley, the catcher for the Oakland Athletics. They had basically no backup. I mean, McBride was a decent little story while he was up. But clearly they need Fegley, and he had a big game yesterday. Stephen Vogt, I got to tell you something. Stephen Vogt, everybody loves him. Everyone loves Stephen Vogt's personality, and he is a good player. He's a good player, and he did deserve to go to the All-Star game. He was having an All-Star season. But when Stephen Vogt is one of your offensive leaders, you're going to struggle. Again, I love me some Stephen Vogt. Fantastic guy, good player. But great player? No, he's not. If you disagree with me, that's fine. And you can tell me all about it. 888-957-9570. I say this every week. I mean it. This show does not exist without you guys. You guys come first always. If you call, 888-957-9570. If you text me on the PenskeAutoSales.com text line, 95795, and you've got something that we deem to be quality to say, you will jump right on the air. We will interrupt a guest no matter who it is. I'll stop what I'm doing no matter what it is. If Spencer, my producer, says you're bringing the heat, then you will bring the heat on the air almost immediately. So again, dial 888-957-9570. PenskeAutoSales.com, text line 95795. And if you want to hit me up on Twitter, that would be at Big Herb Sports. I follow the timeline. I check in every 5-10 minutes throughout the show. So three different ways to get a hold of us. Again, 888-957-9570, text line 95795, Twitter at Big Herb Sports. We've gone now 7 minutes into the program, and I have not really... Well, first off, it's amazing that my voice hasn't given out because I've never screamed at a TV as much as I did last night. Yes, I am going to allow Warriors and Sharks talk today. Yes, this is an all-baseball show, but sometimes you got to just break the rules. And since it's my show, it's my rules. If you've got some dubs and some Sharks love to spread, that's fine. Better yet, if you can somehow tie it to baseball, if you can work in some sort of analogy to the Giants or the A's, while you talk Warriors or Sharks, then we'll allow it. But if you're just going to come on and say, I love Joe Pavelski. I know you, Jeff, love Joe Pavelski. We all love Joe Pavelski. I couldn't tell you the first thing about Joe Pavelski other than he's a hell of a player for the Sharks. That's basically the extent of my Sharks knowledge. I am the biggest front runner when it comes to the San Jose Sharks. I do not pay attention to them until they get into the Stanley Cup's final, which means this is the first time I'm ever really paying attention to the Sharks. The Warriors, on the other hand, if you follow the program, you know that I am a diehard Warriors fan. And I personally have to apologize to Dub Nation because the Warriors go as my outfit goes. I'm one of those guys. And for the two road games in Oklahoma City, I got home late from work and I did not gear up. I had not a stitch of Warriors gear on as I watched those two games. And I didn't realize it until near the end of game four. One of my daughters said, Dad, you're not wearing any Warriors gear. And I'm okay. That's my fault. It's like Sonny Gray's injury. At least now we know why they struggled. I wasn't wearing Warriors gear. So imagine me last night in my house. The family's, everybody's out of the house. So I'm screaming at the TV. And I changed clothes. I think I changed hats three times. I think I changed from long sleeve to short sleeve to pullover at least three times. And at one time, I don't know if I can share this on the air. I took my pants off. It just wasn't happening any other way. I took my pants off. And guess what? It worked. So you're welcome, Dub Nation. I am the reason you're back in this with Game 7. And you know what? I want to challenge A's fans here. This is something that just popped in my head as I was driving in this morning. Again, thank you for joining Inside the Bigs. This is a baseball show, but we are going to allow some Sharks and Warriors talk today. Giants are on fire. A's not so much. But they both won yesterday, as did the Warriors. Here's my question to you, A's fans. Somebody comes down to you and says, I'm going to give you a proposition. The Warriors are going to win the NBA Finals, but your team will not make the playoffs for the next 3 years. Would you exchange three playoffs-less seasons as an A's fan for one more Warriors championship? How diehard are you? Conversely, what if somebody came to you and said, actually, I like this one better. Either your A's make the playoffs this year. If your A's make the playoffs this year, the Warriors lose game seven. Would you make that trade, A's fan? Are you that diehard of an A's fan more than a Warriors fan? Again, the Warriors lose game seven, but the A's go to the playoffs. Do you take that deal?
You just blew my mind.
888-957-9570. I mentioned Buster Posey. He went nuts yesterday. It's been a long time since he's been going nuts. And that's just, it just underscores how good the starting pitching has been for the Giants. I'm still a little bit freaked out by their bullpen. I think they're going to have some rough days ahead if and when the big three in the Giants starting rotation starts to, you know, every rotation goes through a little bit of a funk. Just like every decent rotation goes through a stretch where they're on fire. Clearly, the Giants have had that on fire stretch going for quite some time. But they're going to go through a funk. That's just the nature of a 162-game season. And I think the bullpen, that's the one thing that prevents me from saying the Giants are going to run away from this division. They've already got a 4.5-game lead over the Dodgers. I just don't know that that bullpen, if things get tight, if the rotation starts to wear down, if they can hold up. 888-957-9570. We got a great lineup of guests, as we always do. We're going to be talking with Kevin Franzen, former member of the Giants. He is a Bay Area boy. He's a San Jose boy. I know he's pumped up about the Sharks. Huge hockey fan. Also a huge Dubs fan. But more than anything, he's just a great baseball guy. Love talking ball with him. We'll be doing that today. Probably at about 9:30, Sean Estes. He is a former Giant himself. He is doing color commentary, or I guess it's considered color commentary. He's an insider. He's an analyst for CSN Bay Area. Talking A's, of course, we got Vince Catronio. He's going to join us at 10:30. And we've got Shooty Babbitt. He always joins us at 11:30. Well, most Sundays he joins us at 11:30. And Roger Lodge, one of the best friends of the program, just a funny guy. He's involved with the Angels in some way. We really don't care about that. All I care about is the dude's hilarious on the air. And I love talking to him, and we're going to do just that. But more than anything, I like talking to you. 888-957-9570. Next segment's wide open, and Nancy is already on hold. She's going to be the leadoff hitter in the next segment. Get line behind her. 888-957-9570. My name is Michael Urban. I'm surprised my voice is holding up, and this is 95.7 again. Hey, 21 Pilots. You're welcome. Enjoy.
Tempo change, every other time change, cause our minds change on what we think is good. I wasn't raised in the hood.
Stay with it, stay with it.
About pain and darkness. If it wasn't for this music, I don't know how I would have fought this. Regardless, all these songs I'm hearing are so heartless. Don't trust a perfect person and don't trust a song that's flawless. Honest, there's a few songs on this record that feel common. I'm in constant confrontation with what I want and what is popping in the industry. To me that singles on the radio a currency, my creativity's on the free when I'm playing shows.
Welcome back to Inside the Bigs. I am Michael Urban. Every Sunday morning, most Sunday mornings anyway, you can find me right here talking ball for 3 hours on 95.7 The Game. We are the only radio program in the Bay Area that's not tied to a pre- or post-game show where it's all baseball. Yes, we are an all-sports station, but we do focus on baseball almost entirely here on Inside the Bigs. But today, I am going to make an exception. You are welcome to talk Dubs or Sharks, Very exciting Monday coming up tomorrow. We got Stanley Cup Finals opening up, the Sharks' first ever appearance, and Game 7, courtesy the most amazing game I have ever seen last night. The Warriors clutching up with a win in OKC, forcing Game 7 Monday at Roracle. You can talk Warriors, you can talk Sharks, but you have to tie it into baseball in some way. Would you like an example of how exactly to do that? It's coming up when I go to Nancy. But first, I need to, well, I kind of made fun of Jesse Hahn because he just butchered the language and syntax and grammar in his quote after the game yesterday. Jesse Hahn pitched very well. It's rare for an ace starter to do that these days. And I think he got a little bit ahead of him. Maybe he was so excited about actually winning a game in May, which the A's have not done a whole lot of. In fact, they've only done it 8 times all month. So he got a little bit excited, and he said, I think this is going to be the win that's going to kind of take off our season for us. What? Again, I think this is going to be the win that's going to kind of take off our season for us.
Okay.
Fire bad. Anyway, I pulled a Jesse Hahn myself as I was trying to challenge the A's fans to show me how much of a diehard you were. Here's basically what I meant to say. A's fans, if I offered you a playoff run this year, I guarantee you a spot in the playoffs, but it comes at the expense of the Warriors losing Game 7. Would you take it? 888-957-9570. Make sure you stick around for the entire 3 hours, but in particular, the next segment after this one, we're going to be talking with Kevin Franzen. He is a San Jose guy. I know that he's going to work Sharks into the conversation, but he also knows ball. He's probably the guy that I enjoy talking baseball the most. I've had him co-host the show. He's a very relatable dude, just a good guy all the way around. So I'm looking forward to talking to Kevin Franzen, but more than that, I'm looking forward to talking to Nancy. She's been waiting very patiently, and she's going to do what I would like you guys to try to do if you want to talk Dubs or Sharks. Tie it back into baseball. Nancy, how are you? You're on the Inside the Bigs.
I'm great, and I'm excited, and I can't wait for tomorrow.
Yeah, so what are you more excited about tomorrow, the Warriors or the Sharks?
Probably tomorrow I'm more excited about the Warriors because it's, you know, a must-win game.
Yeah, because you know you're going to see the Sharks at least 3 more times after tomorrow. There's no guarantee you're going to see any more Warriors after tomorrow.
Absolutely.
All right, so how do you tie that into baseball?
Well, after Game 4 and after feeling sick to my stomach and listening to all the stuff on the radio, the first thing I thought of was the Giants in 2012 and how we were, you know, in the same position. And Kemp went in there and revved them up. And I think it would be fun on Monday night to see Pence in the audience throwing his sunflower seeds. And maybe we need a live chicken. I don't know. I am so excited, and every game has been like a confirmation of that. We can do it. No matter what everybody thinks and what they've said, we can do it, and we've got this.
So I assume that you are a diehard Giants fan as well.
I am a diehard Giants fan.
All right, well, hey, I'm right there with you, Nancy. I appreciate the call. You did it perfectly. You made a brilliant tie-in, and I'm going to extend that when we're off the air. All right? She got cut off. That's all right. So Nancy set the table for all you guys. Just tie it in. I'm going to allow Warriors and Sharks talk today because it's that monumental. I mean, for crying out loud, it's the 25th season of Sharks hockey, the first time they've made it to the Cup Finals. And even though I am a total front runner when it comes to Sharks hockey, I do know plenty of people that are diehard Sharks fans. Good friend of mine, my daughter Jackie's godfather, Party Bob Fresky, up in Napa, diehard Sharks fan. Sharks! But yeah, Nancy said, the Warriors, what they're doing right now, reminds her of the Giants of 2012. Remember, they were down to Cincy in the first round, going to Cincy, and Hunter Pence had that speech that brought them all the way back. But more accurately, the analogy would be the Warriors right now to the NL Championship Series against the Cardinals that year, because they were down 3-1, right? They're down 3-1, and they had to go win at St. Louis, right? Remember who came clutch in that game? That would be Barry Zito. Who was last night's Zito? Clay was the guy who carried him, and Zito was the guy who carried him game 5 in the Cardinals series. But Zito, I think people generally feel better about Clay Thompson right now on the whole. much better than they did about Barry Zito back then. But man, it is just so much fun. Just like that run of the Giants. Of course, when you're, you know, the chips are stacked against you as they were against the Giants that year, it makes it that much sweeter, which is what would make a game seven victory for the Warriors that much sweeter. And oh, by the way, very, very tough task taking on the Cavaliers at full strength when that comes on. Have you noticed this? It seems like the Thunder and the Cavs figured out how to play the Warriors style of basketball, and that's why they're so much better. I digress. This is a baseball show. Matt Cain, we talked last week about the big three of the Giants rotation and how great they've been. I mean, I had questions about the Jeff Samardzija signing. He had a horrible year last year in Chicago for the White Sox, and they threw a lot of money at him. Bobby Evans, the new Giants, not new, but Giants general manager, he went and got Cueto. He went and got Samardzija. Their biggest needs in the offseason were to get starting pitchers, and so he went and got them. But they both came with question marks. Cueto, I didn't quite understand why so many people were worried about Cueto. I mean, it was just based on he had a string of bad starts after he got traded to the Royals last year. He was really good in the first half, and then with the Royals, he was just okay. Well, he was big in the postseason, and you look at Johnny Cueto's body of work, there's no reason really to be worried about him this year. Samardzija, totally different deal. Samardzija was so bad last year, I was worried about him, but he has been fantastic. All credit to Dave Rigetti, Bruce Bochy, Bobby Evans, Mark Gardner, the bullpen coach. I'm sure he's had something to do with it. But Matt Cain and Jake Peavy had just been awful. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Matt Cain turned back the clock, and he became the pre-perfect game Matt Cain. Puts together three great starts and then gets hurt. Total buzzkill. Well, what's great is that right about the same time that Cain got hurt, Jake Peavy finally shows up. He was tremendous against the Padres this week. He got into the seventh inning. That's only his second time he's done it all year. Whoops, we got a call. And they're going to compare it to the 2012 A's. And it's another female friend of ours. Jessica, you're on Inside the Bigs. What's going on? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. What do you got for me?
So I got the 2012 A's having to win the last game of the regular season to win the West. And I've got Hamilton dropping the ball just like Durant Westbrook.
Very nice. I thought you were just going to stop at the win or go home thing, but you added to it. Very, very well done, Jessica. Thank you for the phone call. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
You too.
All right, that's Jessica in Fremont. Yeah, do or die. The A's had to win that game. And Josh Hamilton, one of the stars of the Texas Rangers, just basically crapped his pants under pressure. And as much as I love me some Kevin Durant, boy, he was bad yesterday. Charles Barkley, for once, was right. He got caught up in hero ball. But hear me out here. What's going on right now with the Warriors, here's why. Aside from the fact I'm a diehard and was just a psycho watching last night's game. But if OKC wins this series, there's no way the Warriors get Kevin Durant. There's no way he opts out if they make it to the finals. If they lose game seven, the Thunder loses game seven, then I think there's a shot that the Warriors have of getting Kevin Durant. And yes, I do want Kevin Durant. And yes, I am talking about Kevin Durant on Inside the Bigs. It's just that big of a deal. I mean, come on. I love baseball like nobody's business. But when the Warriors are going to a game seven and the Sharks are going in the Stanley Cup playoffs, I'm going to have to open the doors to talk of those two teams. You just got to tie it back to baseball. We're going to do all of that and more with our next guest. It's Kevin Franson. He joins us coming back from the break. You can follow him at Kevin Franson, Franden. Franny joins us next. I'm Michael Urban. This is Inside the Bigs on 95.7 The Game. We've reached the point in the program where I force Will Smith upon you. I want this memorized by the end of the show. Enjoy.
I got a question. I need to ask somebody. Why is it that when y'all see me at the party, y'all be looking like we a movie star? You ain't supposed to be out on the floor with everybody. But oh, wait, whoa, y'all forgetting when I was amateur spitting before the scripts were written. First one in, last one out the club. Bursting in, passing out in the club.
Welcome back to Inside the Bigs. Thank you for joining us every Sunday morning from 9 to noon. You can find me right here at 95.7 The Game talking ball for 3 hours. We are a strictly baseball show, although we are making exceptions today, just because what's going on locally, I'm sorry, but I can't just pretend that the Warriors and Sharks aren't doing monumental and historic things right now. I'm going to allow Warriors and Sharks talk if you can find a way to make it, to tie it into baseball, either the Giants or the A's. And I want to again throw out the question to A's fans, because I've been getting some great responses on the PenskeAutoSales.com text line. Again, that's 95795. If you want to hit me on Twitter at Big Herb Sports, or you can call the program at 888-957-9570. A's fans, if I were to guarantee you a spot in the playoffs this year, but it came at the expense of a Game 7 loss for the Warriors, would you take that? That's going to be one of my first questions to our next guest, our first guest of the day. He is a good friend of mine, a good friend of the program, just a great dude all the way around. San Jose native, former San Francisco Giant, Kevin Franzen joins us. What's up, Franny? How are you?
Herbs, what's up? Good morning.
Dude, you must be on fire right now, because I know you're not just a baseball guy, but you're a Bay Area guy. I know you're a Sharks guy. I know you're a Warriors guy. It's fun to be Franny right now.
Well, not always, but according to some people on Twitter today, that I suck, so reminding them I suck is fine.
You suck at what? Just you suck in general?
Some guy told me I suck because I always sucked. So, you know, I'm going to say this right now.
Wait, did he specify, did you suck while you were one of the best baseball players in the world, one of the best 650 players in the world?
No. I just suck.
Okay.
Life, I guess. Anyway, going back to your thing. Last night was incredible. The run's been amazing by the Dubs. For all those that have been around for a while, watching this, you know, the way it's gone on is tremendous.
Dude, are you a screamer? Do you scream at the TV?
No, not really, because, you know, like, they can't hear me.
Yeah, but now you're getting all reasonable. You do suck.
They can't hear me. No, I'll tell you what's the best part for me is, like, so many people in this world have had a franchise that started, you know, it might have been in the 50s, the 60s, the, you know, late, early 1900s, whatever.
Right.
Our Sharks is our original team, and it's fun to watch this whole thing. It's awesome to watch what the Warriors are doing, but the Giants and how great they are playing. It's everything's kind of snowballing in the right way, except for right now the A's.
Right.
But you just go across the parking lot, and that team's doing well. So I think that just like negates everything with the A's. Whatever the Warriors do, the A's are doing well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree completely. It just goes
together. It's great.
And we're talking with Kevin Franzen here inside the Bigs. You can follow him on Twitter at Kevin Franzen. Creatively enough, we're talking Giants baseball, A's baseball.
Creatively enough, huh?
Yeah,
it was tough.
Just a little kidney shot there for you.
Yeah, it's just a little tough.
Yeah. Franny, nobody's really look. The Giants are on fire right now. I mean, obviously, it all starts with the big three. It's their ability to go deep into games has allowed the bullpen to stay relatively fresh. That's the only area of the team that I still have some questions about. But if it's possible to go under the radar when you're winning 14 out of 16, that's what the Giants have been. They've done this very quietly, yet emphatically at the same time.
Well, they've done it because they haven't scored runs like they thought they were going to do.
Right.
But they've manufactured the way. But they've played the way the Giants have won in years past with pitching and defense and timely hitting. They're going to score runs. This team is going to get hot offensively. And whether or not it happened last night, you know, yesterday was the start of the whole thing. They're going to get hot. You're not going to keep Hunter and Buster down to, you know, 270, 280 range for that much longer, in my mind. And do you ever find it comical that there's so many people that still, and now they're trying to jump on the Jeff Samardzija bandwagon, but they are still a little hesitant. They want to call him the wild card of that three. And I'm like, how? This guy was a legitimate one in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
both Chicagos. Well, you could take it with Sale being there. He's not a legitimate one.
Well, he was bad last year in Chicago, Franny. I mean,
was. You're playing. It's not about being bad. You got to understand that you're playing in a ballpark that is very hitter friendly, and you had one of the worst defenses behind you in all big leagues. That's not going to be easy. You've been on that mound. You understand that when guys aren't making plays behind you, and you know balls are going through, and guys are booting balls here and there, and then also they're not scoring runs when you're pitching. What do? You end up trying to be perfect.
Yeah, you try to take it all on yourself.
Exactly. You leave one over the middle. You get that you know, grand slam hit off you, the three-run double off you. It all snowballs over there. I just think that he's been tremendous. I think you go back to the start in Colorado in April, I believe it was, and he went eight? I think he went 8 or 9 and was just electric there. And no Giant guy has done that. No Giant starter has done that in the years.
Right.
And that was, I think that was the game where solidified. I already was a big Samardzija fan just from facing him and seeing him pitch and seeing him compete. But seeing him with the Giants defense, with the Giants atmosphere, with Rags and Gardy as his pitching guys, I knew he was going to be really successful. The one I'm not surprised, but I'm surprised, is just how brilliant Cueto is.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's unbelievable.
I'm not surprised, but I'm surprised because it's the stuff that he's coming up with isn't a joke. Every pitch, every quick pitch has intent behind it. Guys with high leg kicks, it is awesome to watch what he's doing to them. They're baffled. They have no idea what to do.
Because the kick, you mean, is a timing mechanism, hitters?
Oh, yeah.
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 You know what? You know who he reminds me of? El Duque is one of my favorite pitchers of all time because he was such a good athlete. And the athleticism manifested itself in his ability to change arm slots, change pace, everything. I mean, you just never knew what El Duque was going to do.
How many arm slots did El Duque have? Like, truly, what would you ever put that on?
Like 15? I mean, he could do anything.
He never threw it at the same exact angle, back to back pitches. It's crazy.
And that's why Cueto reminds me of him. It's a little bit different. I don't know that Cueto changes his arm slot as frequently, but he changes his pace. I mean, about him screams, you know, playing strikeout against the garage. He's just making stuff up.
If you watch him, I when I was on the bench with teams, I would love to watch like the number one guys on other teams, see what they would do. Like a Kershaw, a Bum, a Cueto when he was with Cincinnati, they were always into the games. They were always watching everything. It didn't matter what was going on. They're not up in the clubhouse, you know, doing whatever they want to do. This guy studies. This guy's smart. And if this guy picks up something that you do that you're like, oh, I can hesitate a little bit on this guy, I mean, it's good night. I mean, look, he'll get hit hard here and there, but I mean, for the most part, he's, other than two innings, I think this year, he should have like a .5.
Yeah, and you know, again, we're talking with Kevin Franzen here on Inside the Bigs. You can follow him on Twitter at Kevin Franzen. You mentioned that start in Colorado when you were convinced that Samardzija was going to be for real for the Giants. For me, interestingly enough, it was that start at home against the Dodgers when Cueto gave up a 5 spot. It's like almost every pitcher in the league is going to be done inside 3 innings after giving up a 5 spot.
That's an ace.
Yep. That's when I knew this dude is for real.
Isn't it crazy to watch like stuff like that where guys just, they melt. But then you see it like a Felix Hernandez, a Cole Hamels, a guy give up a huge inning, and then you see Bum give up a huge inning or give up, you know, 3 walks and nobody out. And next thing you know, he gets out of it with unscathed. You're like, how is that? The aces have different mentalities other than having different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They have different mentalities, and it's a beauty to watch.
Yeah, and you're right. I think it's all in the head in those cases because a lesser pitcher mentally it's very easy after giving up, say, a 5 spot in the first, like Cueto did, to just go back to the dugout and say, you know what, I just don't have it today.
An ace never thinks he doesn't have it. And I get 3, I'm good. No, that guy went 7 that day. He went 7.
And he gave him time to chip away and chip away and chip away, and that was rewarded. That is the difference between – and look, you know, Franny, you played in the big leagues for several years. Every pitcher that reaches the big leagues is obviously nasty. He's got great, great stuff, world-beating stuff, because he is one of the best players in the world. By definition, he is, because he's in the major leagues. But the difference is those 6 to 8 inches between the ears, maybe 12 inches if you're Bruce Bochy, but it's just – Am I good enough to beat you every single inning? And that's the mentality Cueto takes.
I think I couldn't say it better on that one. Seriously, like it's fun to watch guys because you can see guys that melt. You can see whatever. That's why like people want to hate on Jake, you know, and Peavy and oh, he's not doing this. I'm like, you know what? This guy continues to get the ball. He is unbelievably competitive. I think he's got good stuff. I think his ball's moving so much that it's now going over the middle of the plate. It's not like he's just missing spots. But I'll tell you what, you talk about another guy that's had eight. He's been an ace for years in his life, and who's going to come out of this because he's strong upstairs? Jake Peavy. That's why, they're in a good spot. You know what? The Giants are in a really good spot. I just worry. I've said it from the beginning. The one thing that worries me is not having Affelt, not having Petit.
Yep.
Those guys. I think. And Osich has just incredible stuff. It has nothing to do with stuff. It has everything to do with experience.
Yep.
And that pen, you could have the most electric stuff. If you don't have experience in certain situations and struggles and getting through it, like these aces that we were talking about mentally, like relievers, it's a different story with struggles. You know what I mean? Because you need to be called upon the next day. So I worry about that. I worry about that and obviously the long man situation because Petit was – I mean, I don't think we're going to see that in our – I'm not saying in our lifetime, but we're not going to see that here for a long time.
Just such a valuable swingman.
Oh, my gosh. That's as valuable a swingman as you've seen here in the Bay Area.
That's why I was hoping that they could convince Lincecum to take that swing job because it is valuable, and he's one of those guys that could handle it. Hey, I got to get one more question out of you before we bounce, and it is over in the East Bay. Not a lot of things to hold on to in terms of positive developments for the Oakland A's, but Rich Hill has certainly been one of them. And
isn't that a great story?
I mean, that signing, I was like, what the hell are they doing? The guy only pitched in four games.
I was last year with him. Yeah, with the Nationals, and he was like, there was no chance that he was making the team, and I got released, and then he goes to AAA and then gets released. It's like, look what he's doing now. He has, what, a 2.18, I think it is, ERA?
Yeah, he's definitely top 10.
And just filthy.
Have you seen a better curveball than what he's featuring right now? I mean, the only curveball, look, Clayton. Zito and Clayton Kershaw.
Yep. I was about to say, Zito and Clayton are, that's hard to beat consistently, because what Rich is doing now, I mean, he's always had the curveball, but he's throwing it for strikes, which everyone knows, you throw it for a strike, you're going to be unbelievable. And, I mean, that's a sure positive. I mean, Valencia is starting to hit it a little bit. It's hard to watch a little bit some of their games. and not trying to be critical on them. It's just the brand of baseball they play is not the A's baseball that we've seen in the past, you know, the loose and free and just
right. No,
with that mentality, they take out and they go and win. It's not doing it right now. And I don't know where it lies. You know what I mean? Like, is it the pitching? The pitching is not as good as what it has been in the past. We all know that, but I feel like the hitters, they just don't have that. I hate the word swagger, but they don't have that swagger when they're at the plate right now. And if everything clicked with them, it would be fine, but everything's clicking over right now in Oracle, so I'm worried about that, not the A's.
Okay, I'm going to test you. You got to give me a real quick answer, Kevin. Again, we're talking with Kevin Franzen here on Inside the Bigs. I'm going to test your Giants loyalty, okay? I know that they were the team of your youth. You actually had the honor of playing for them. I can guarantee you that the Giants will win the National League West, but it will come at the expense of a Warriors loss in Game 7. Do you take it?
No.
Good for you. Okay,
no.
So you are a diehard Warriors fan as well.
Well, I just want them to get to the dance. Get the Giants to the dance. I don't care if they win the West.
Oh, so you see, I should have qualified it more. I should have said a playoff.
There you go.
Not
there
win
you
the
go.
West. You're too smart for me, Franny. You're too.
I don't know about that, but.
Hey, I had a blast.
I will say this. It is the coolest thing that the Sharks are in the Cup Finals, but I'm glad it's not Tampa Bay. Because that would have been the least watched Stanley Cup Finals of all time.
Hey, my next show, because when the A's are on the road and an East Coast starts for the daytime on Sundays, I'm off the air. My next show is going to be June 19th. Are you available to co-host?
I might be able to, yeah.
All right, we're going to pre-book it right now. Kevin Franzen,
all right.
Hey, thanks for your time, man. I appreciate it.
Man. Thank all you, bud.
Enjoy your Monday. Man, that's going to be good Monday. How exciting is that? Stanley Cup Finals start for the first time in 25 years in a Game 7 for the Warriors at Roracle. Incredible. You know what else is incredible? Good for ball, bad for ball. We play it here every week. Everything in life can be labeled one of two ways, good for ball or bad for ball. Jenny Finch is going to manage in the minors. Is that good for ball or bad for ball? We'll talk about it next. I'm Michael Irvin. This is Inside the Bigs on 95.7 The Game. Welcome back to Inside the Bigs. I am Michael Irvin. Every Sunday morning, you can find me right here at 95.7 The Game, 9 to noon, talking ball for 3 hours. We're the radio home of A's baseball here. We also talk Giants, our palatial San Francisco studios right down the street from AT&T Park. The Giants are on fire right now, 14 of the last 16 they have won. The A's going in the opposite direction, although they did get a nice start from Jesse Hahn yesterday. It's kind of a big deal because they haven't gotten good starts from anybody not named Rich Hill in quite some time. However, they've played 25 games this month. They've only won 8 of them. So one of my questions, given that the Warriors are one step away from closing out one of the most remarkable playoff comebacks in NBA history. Remember, the last time a team came back from 3-1 down was the Boston Celtics of my youth. I think it was in the early 80s the last time a team did that. So my question to A's fans, I'm challenging their loyalty to both teams, really. If I were to guarantee you a playoff spot for the A's in exchange for a Game 7 loss by the Warriors, would you take it? 888-957-9570 is the phone number. The PenskeAutoSales.com text line is 95795. And I'm going to go to the text line because I have had some funny answers to that question. And thank you for joining in. Let's see. We have got in response to that question, I would take that offer. Trade in the Warriors. They're leaving Oakland anyway, so I could care less if they win again. A's playoff bound. That's Kathy in San Jose, although she spelled it San Jose. That's all right. Typos, whatever. Michael, while I may always choose MLB over the NBA, I could never mess with the Dubs going all the way. I love my A's, but I could never be happy if the Dubs lost Game 7 and the Athletics were in the playoffs. That was from the 843. No idea what area code that is. Nor do I know where the 669 is, but they say, no, no, no. I would never give up Game 7 so the A's can go and choke in the playoffs like they do every postseason. Well, not every postseason, just the ones they get into. So far, that's kind of a representative of the responses that we have gotten. Let's see one more. I think there's a pretty good one. Oh, P.S. I changed my mind. I like KD better when he didn't play defense. Change your mind from what? There's no previous reference. Somebody says no, they would not take the A's playoff spot. It would raise false hope for A's fans. We've been faked out by the A's too many times before. That's from the 510. 669, by the way, that area code, San Jose area. That's some good producing. Spencer is my producer today. That's we've got some sort of a record going because we've had the same three guys as the only inhabitants of the 12th floor on consecutive Sundays. And we are all USF Dons. Wes is the executive button pusher. Spencer is the producer. And I am the host. We all went to the University of San Francisco.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I haven't seen. Apparently, they have changed the baseball diamond completely at USF, and I haven't seen it yet. Wes is telling me it's very, very cool. If you have any thoughts on the A's new diamond, is it still called Benedetti Diamond? I hope so. Yes, it is. But they've changed it completely. It was such a bandbox when I was pitching there, and I'm going to go ahead and say that's why my ERA looked like the price of a grand slam at Denny's. Pun intended. 7.49, something like that. I was spectacularly average. Let's go to the phone lines. We have got Thomas. Not sure where Thomas is, but he's on Inside the Bigs. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing real well, man. I'm surprised my voice is holding up because my family was not at home last night, which allowed me to basically scream at the TV as much as I wanted, and I wanted all night long.
Well, it was a fantastic game. I only heard it on the radio via app, but it must have been amazing to watch it.
Yeah, it was a blast. So what you got for me this morning, Thomas? Thanks for calling.
So I just happened to tune in as soon as you asked the question, so I'm unclear. Are you guaranteeing an A's playoff place, or are you guaranteeing an A's World Series place?
Just a spot in the playoffs.
No, I can't do that, man. I'm a super A's fan. But if you were to offer me a place in the World Series, no guarantee a win, but a place in the World Series, then the Warriors got it done.
So just a place in the World Series, not a World Series victory. You would take an American League championship in exchange for a Warriors loss in Game 7.
Yes. And the only reason why, and I'm an old Warriors fan from back in the day, as in, why in the heck did we trade for Joe Barry Carroll? I'm talking, we got one. We got the win for the Warriors.
Hey, Thomas. Thomas, I got to bounce, man. I appreciate your phone call, though. Thomas brings a good little wrinkle into this. Let's go ahead and change it. We're going to amend the question, A's fans. I'm guaranteeing you an American League championship, a spot in the World Series, but it comes at the expense of the Warriors losing Game 7. That's even better. Thank you, Thomas. Thomas is a better radio host than I am. I suck. And Franny sucks, too. Franny had a great response to the person that said they sucked. He said, man, I suck because I want to talk Bay Area sports. But then again, thanks for reminding me, I always sucked. Kevin Franzen did not always suck. I suck because I didn't get to good for ball, bad for ball. But guess what? We've got plenty of show left. We've got 2 hours left. And we're going to spend part of it talking to Sean Estes. He joins us next. I am Mike Lurban. This is Inside the Bigs. We're talking Warriors, we're Sharks, and we're also talking ball on 95.7 The Game.
Shout back to us on Facebook at 957 The Game.
For all of your plumbing needs 24/7, go to rotorooter.com and connect with your local Bay Area Roto-Rooter. That's rotorooter.com, and away go troubles down the drain. Rotorooter.com.
I just signed up for low balance alerts from Wells Fargo.
We'll send you a text when your account balance drops below a certain amount.
It's like getting notified when you're almost at your data plan limit because you've been watching too many cat videos.
And it's a balance limit you set, so you know when it's time to put more money into the account.
And you either add more data or only watch cat videos on Wi-Fi because you have to watch cat videos.
Wells Fargo wants you to know everything about your checking account because knowing where you stand feels good. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Your Northern California Honda dealers' Race to Save is on. Race in today for supercharged deals on every Honda model, including incredible financing and lease offers on new Civics, Accords, and CRVs. For details, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
If you've ever tried e-cigarettes but were left wanting more, you're not alone. The more you were looking for was nicotine strength and the satisfaction of a good draw. We threw away everything we knew about cigarettes and e-cigs and obsessed for years over just two things: nicotine strength and perfect vapor. The result was Juul. Check it out at JuulVapor.com. That's JuulVapor.com. It doesn't look like anything you've tried before, and it isn't. But Juul doesn't just look new and different. It also provides exceptional enjoyment and satisfaction. Juul is the evolution of smoking. But don't just take our word for it. Check out JuulVapor.com. That's JuulVapor.com. Find your local Circle K, Chevron Extra Mile, and AMPM stores and try Juul for yourself. Juul is only intended for adult smokers. Juul, smoking evolved.
Don't just get a price, get a no-brainer price. Hey, it's Sean Del Grand here at the all-new Capital Ford, and we just made buying a car a whole lot easier. Check this out. When you buy any vehicle from Capital Ford, from the Ford Fusion, F-Series trucks, Mustangs, the Ford Edge, and Explorer, you can buy with confidence knowing you'll be getting our brand-new exclusive no-brainer price right up front. A price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelly Blue Book, the trusted resource.
Now that makes me happy.
So be happy with tech-savvy, non-commissioned product specialists, our exclusive no-brainer pricing right up front, and over 400 brand-new Fords, all at Capital Ford on the Capital Expressway in San Jose or online at DGDG.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.